The opinions expressed on this edition of the Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of Daryl Sewing of Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and joining me now, we have James McKnight of Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Good morning.
Hey, I'm that other brother, Daryl.
Yeah, other brother Daryl. I like that. I think last time you and I did a show together, you did not intro with the other brother Daryl, so I like how you just twisted it up a little.
I like to keep every day new and refreshed.
Exactly. That's how you go through life, is, you know, each day is a new day, and you may have new elements come along your way and take it in stride.
Exactly. And that's how, I just like with sewing, just like with life, every day is just one stitch at a time.
I like that. Using, what is it called? That's very clever. I forget what it's called when you compare normal life things to, like, overall greater pictures.
There is a term that my high school English teacher is stamping their feet on the floor, being like, you should know this, you should know this. And I'm like, no, I don't.
I don't know why. No, I don't. Either way, we're happy to have you here. You know, you're with Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Always a lot of good things going on over there. And you are a technician. What is your exact role over at Daryl Sewing?
On paper, I'm a technician, but when you look around the shop, I'm a little bit of everything. If there's a little bit of computer trouble, I'm an IT guy. I'm the janitor cleaning up the bathrooms, vacuuming up threads off the floor. I work on the sales floor too, helping customers make sure they make the right decision for their sewing machine or getting the right tools for their sewing machine, like the correct bobbins and the correct needles. Because believe it or not, there are many different types of bobbins, and I've noticed a lot of people when I'm servicing machines, they may not always be using the right type of bobbin. Because bobbins, like tires, come in different sizes. And if you put too small of a tire on your car is not going to perform as well. Or if you put too big of a tire on your car, it might not even run because it's colliding with the wheel well.
So having the right... No, I'm trying to picture a bobbin. What is a bobbin on a sewing machine?
So the bobbin is the little metal, like, little cylinder that you wind thread on to put in the bottom of the machine. So that's because when you create a stitch, unless it's a particular kind of stitch called a sashiko stitch, all your stitches, like, on your clothes is a top and a bottom thread. That's what locks them together, and that's what holds all the fabric together. If it was just the top thread, like I said, the sashiko stitch would be able to do that, but it's a very peculiar kind of stitch. It's more of a quilting stitch than it actually is a utility stitch, because you need those two threads locking in on each other, like two pieces of rope tied together to anchor your boat to the pier.
All right, so it anchors everything. I'm picturing it in my head now, all the work that goes into it, and I will admit, I have not sewn anything since the last time you and I saw each other, but still, I do have my own little sewing kit for whenever I need to fix my buttons, because that's always an important thing for any person to be able to do, is just be able to know that basic skill, just how to sew a button.
And that's what we say at Daryl's too. There's two things that every household needs, a vacuum cleaner and a sewing machine. And I'm happy to say that our house has two of each.
Yes. Yes. I do have a vacuum cleaner, although the vacuum cleaner is kind of bad. I need a new one. But nonetheless, I have the sewing equipment.
Don't you hate it when the thing that sucks doesn't suck?
Right? I know. I need to fix that. Well, anyways, James, how's everything been going over at Daryl Sewing since the last time we saw each other?
Well, despite 2020 being the wonderful year that it was, we'll just leave it at that.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Kind of. We'll just leave that sleeping dog lie. We are ready to break in 2021 with great news that despite all the COVID crisis, with all the craziness happening in the world, that we at Daryl's still have sewing machines to sell, and we're getting new machines almost on a weekly basis now because, you know, COVID did cause a little bit of a manufacturing crisis with all the sewing machines for a long time. A lot of our sewing machines were either back ordered or just, you know, like one of our dealers said, you can't really order this machine because we've gotten so many on back order, we can't do it. But now they're saying, hey, we're getting more machines in, we're getting our shipments in, they're coming overseas, they're surviving the typhoons, and we're now able to have machines being sent to us so that we can now sell directly to our customers now. So if you're waiting for a sewing machine, wait no longer. We've got them all for you now. Machines starting at $150 going up to $20,000.
Oh my goodness, you are a serious seamstress or a sewer, whatever you want to call it, if you're going in the $20,000 direction.
Well, we like to say the comparison to this. If you are putting a fence together, wouldn't you like to have like an automatic screwdriver, an automatic little hammer to put all those nails in?
Oh, yeah.
Because doing it by hand, it takes forever and you are tired by the time you put the fifth board in. So that's where we make the comparison. Sewing machines are a tool, and we like to think that our tools make the job, because a $150 sewing machine versus a $10,000 sewing machine, they're going to do exactly the same thing. They're going to make a stitch. They're going to put two pieces of fabric together. But the higher-end machine is going to have more features to make the machine more comfortable and more user-friendly, because with the higher-end machines, they actually have a little back door that you can go into and personalize the machine. Like with Bernina's, you can personalize the welcome message that comes on the screen. It's like, hey, let's get to sew. Or one person put on their machine was, hands off my machine, and they put their husband's name in there.
That's pretty clever. I like that.
But also, you can tell the machine what your max sewing speed is, so you'll never sew faster than what you're more comfortable with. You can change, like, if it displays in millimeters, or if you're truly American, you display it in inches.
Amen. Don't you throw those metrics at me.
10 millimeters, 15 centimeters. What are these numbers?
Although anyone that you talk to who lives outside this country will say that we're fools for going by the system that we go through. I don't care. It's what I know.
It's what I know, but I've still sized with the Europeans.
That's okay. It's okay. I won't.
Hey, we all can't be perfect.
You're not in trouble.
We all can't be perfect.
I know. I'll let that one slide for right now. But still, having those expensive, more in this case, the machine that will do everything that you want it to do, especially if you are that true professional person who could use a machine like that. You have them in stock.
Exactly. And if you're not really a sewer, but more of an embroiderer, someone who likes to put like monograms on jackets or puts, you know, the names on underwear, I guess if there are people that still do that, we have machines that just do embroidery. They don't do sewing. They don't have the feed dog, so they're not able to sew. But if that's all you need is, I just want to embroider, that is my passion in life, that's fine. We've got plenty of machines. I say our most starter machine that only does embroider is around $1,500. That's the Bernina 500, the Bernina 500. Wonderful machine. It has this thing called pinpoint positioning. So, Davis, for our radio audience, because they don't have the magic to see through the radio, you are wearing a shirt that's got checks, basically like little squares. So putting a design on a shirt like that would be a little difficult, because if you hoop it wrong, you know you hooped it wrong because the lines don't match up. But with machines that have pinpoint positioning, is you can use the function and have the machine automatically correct itself, so that if you accidentally hoop it diagonally, it will embroider diagonally.
Ah.
So if we were like to replicate, if you got a different shirt that didn't have the little polo guy on there and you were trying to put the polo guy on there, with the pinpoint positioning, you will know you get on there straight and perfect, because an off-centered embroidery design on a shirt like yours would stick out.
Ah, so this is some serious business. This is, but also the way that I'm picturing it in my mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. you set it the way you want.
Yes.
Do you just, is it hands-off from there, or do you still have to guide like a normal, when I picture a sewing machine, people are pushing it through, they're guiding it through.
That's,
do you still have to guide, or is it on its own? You let it go.
Here's what I have to say. If you have to push, pull, and tug, your project's too much for your machine.
Okay.
Your machine should do all the work for you. It's not like a drill where you have to push to get it started. The machine should be able to pull your fabric through and should be able to, if you have to push it and pull it through, it's too much for the machine, and you might accidentally break more needles more often. Now, when it comes to embroidery, that is truly hands-off. Once you hoop it, once you put in the machine, you press that button, you walk away, dinner is cooking.
Oh, perfect. I'm already have a couple of people in mind that I think, hey, if you, I know how much you like to embroider your shirts. You better go ahead and invest into this one.
And a lot of the machines that do embroidery already have 100 or so designs and like 4 or 5 different fonts on average built into the machine already. So you don't need to buy extra designs or extra software. What the machine comes with is just enough to get you started. But if you do see other stuff, like, we have the design collection for like that had these little cool designs, like little sharks and little beard looking object, you know, like those, the beard symbol that hair products like to use. We have little design. We had a little package that was like for, like, you know, men's embroidery designs, the little shark, you know, little truck, you know, something, you know, like for the tough guy. Or, you know, we have plenty of kid designs, or if you find any designs online, so long as you know the format of your machine, you know, sky's the limit.
You know what is a very, very nice classic look that I think needs to make a comeback?
Yeah.
Are
vests?
When people, you know, you've definitely brought it back and you are pulling it off, my friend. But when people, mainly I would say guys like me, are wearing a long sleeve shirt, it's a button up shirt, and businessmen would probably do this, especially with custom shirts or custom suits, they put their initials on the cuff of the shirt. And I think is such a clean, classic look that you don't see near enough people do it. But it's mainly if you get the shirt custom to you, you want to initial it. It's your shirt.
Yeah, you gotta put your brand out there.
I don't see that done enough lately.
No,
I have one shirt that's like that.
Well, hey, once we get you that embroidery machine, well, you can get started with that. That'd be a lucrative business right there.
This shirt I'm wearing right now could get my initials in it.
Exactly.
And I'll never lose it ever again.
You won't accidentally get it swabbed with the guy in the locker room either.
Like, embroider my phone number in there. If lost, return to Davis.
You're saying your girlfriend loses you?
I've been lost before, yes. And just sitting there, like, I can't find Amanda. My number's on the back of the shirt.
And that's one of the other great things about our business compared to other big box stores is we like to have a personal conversation with every customer that comes in. We like to treat every experience that you have with me to be your best experience, because a small business, we are part of a community, and we serve our customers as like our neighbors or our friends or our family. So if you have a problem, we drop everything to help you and make sure that everything is okay. Like, and if we make a mistake, we will own. I have made mistakes before. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I like the metric system. Definitely not perfect. But I've made mistakes before, and I have owned up to it. And I personally said, I will personally make this right. We take care of our customers. No matter if you bought your machine 1 year ago, 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, we will take care of you and try our best to make sure that your next sewing experience is going to be the best one. Because when the seamstress is not happy, the house is not happy.
Amen. Amen. Heard that. So with mistakes, not even mistakes, maybe you had nothing to do with this, but let's say your customer, they buy their sewing machine from you.
Mm-hmm.
They're off and they're doing their sewing things. And about 3 months later, 3 months goes by, there was an accident. They accidentally broke something on their sewing machine. It just doesn't work the same way. Can they bring it back for repairs?
Of course. And under most circumstances with the brands that we offer, it is a complimentary free warranty service to you to make sure that everything is fixed and the world is made right for you. Like I said, we treat our customers like family. We want everyone's sewing experience to be the best sewing experience. No matter if you have an antique machine, like I have an antique machine, I wish I had all the wonderful features like needle up, needle down, the automatic bobbin sensor, let me know I'm running out. But I try to give every customer the best possible experience and also give them the best knowledge on how to take care of their machines, because there are basic fundamentals like making sure your machine is oiled, taking it to me to get service. Because let me ask our customers this. Do you just let your car run on the same oil that you bought it with for 10 plus years?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. You try to at least once a year get that oil changed, or at least once every, and for like your tire rotations, they say, you know, every couple months. That's what we encourage. Like, if you bring your machine to us at least once a year, doesn't matter if it's an antique or new machine, we'll take care of it. We go through the machine, top to bottom, mechanically, and if there's electronics, we check all the sensors, make sure everything's working right, and if we find something, we'll call and say, hey, you know, we know you dropped your machine off for general service, but we want to let you know that we found, like, your hook is a little worn out, might need to be replaced, or, you know, that your gears are starting to wear out. We'll call to let you, so we're not going to blindside you with a bill saying you brought your machine in for $100 service, and you're ending up with a $400 repair bill. We're not going to blindside you. Like, we're going to say, you know, this is what's happened, this is what we found, this is what it's going to take to fix with it. Are you okay with it? And if you decide to not fix it, no problem. No harm, no foul. I only charge for actually fixing problems.
Okay. And not rather than telling someone, oh, yeah, you know what, I'm going to come up with a problem, let's go ahead and bring your machine in.
Exactly.
That's not fun. No one likes that.
No. And I tell the customers over the phone, we're like kind of like doctors. We can't diagnose a fracture over the phone. It's always best to see it in person. And always, I like to say, bring in a sample of what happened. This way we have a better and a more clear idea of what's causing the problem, because not every problem has a, oh, it's this, that, or the other. It's, well, it could be a burr, could be a bad needle, could be a bad needle play, could be, you know, maybe the thread's a little bit old. We've had to show that customers that thread is still made of organic material, and it does rot and decay over time. So even in the best condition, the average lifespan of thread is about 5 to 10 years if stored properly.
Okay. So I'm wondering about your sewing machines and the warranty. Does every sewing machine come with a warranty?
Yes, even our used machines that we get in as either trade-ins or as, they're all trade-ins, basically. We back them up. We personally back them up with a six-month labor guarantee that if you take it home and in the first 6 months something happens, we will take care of the problem. Because when I take a used machine, I personally back it up and say, yes, I think this machine will work and will work reliably. If it doesn't, I always let the sales lady know, and usually we'll either predicate it with as a, you know, it's as is, here's the problems, or we just will not sell it. And with our new machines, a lot of them come with the average 2, 5, and 10. 2 year on electrical parts, that's like the wire, some small electrical components like wiring and solenoids, and then 5 year or 10 years on the mechanic, like the running parts from manufacturer defect, and then the actual skeletal metal frame on the machine also gets a warranty. So if your machine all of a sudden collapses one day and it's because of a manufacturer defect, you're covered.
Oh, there you go. So the warranty is so handy, and you know, we've compared the sewing machines to cars, but you know, you want a warranty on your car.
And speaking of warranties, last like 5 years or so, there was these new businesses with offering extended warranties for vehicles that might have used up their manufacturer default one. So Baby Lock offers a gold service plan, which basically covers 3 years, free parts, free labor. So if you bring it in at least once a year, that immediately pays for itself. And then for all other machines, we offer a 3-year platinum service plan that's unique to our store. So you can't take the platinum service plan and go somewhere else and get the free service. It's only through us. It's sort of a Daryl's exclusive deal that we offer. But the average is $249 for a generic machine and $399 for a higher end machine. So, and that calculates to about if you bring it in once a year, you pretty much, it's already paid for itself. After the third service, that platinum service plan has already paid for itself, and then now it's covering extra.
All right, so I actually was wondering about financing. You have sewing machines that are on the cheaper side, but then there obviously is the more expensive side. And perhaps for work, you need to upgrade to the newest and greatest. Do you offer finance options?
Yes, every day. You can come in any day of the week, any time of the year. Well, except Sundays. We're not open on Sundays and Christmas.
Like a lot of companies. That's okay.
Exactly, yeah. And also 4th of July, you know, you got to celebrate America too.
America.
Exactly. We offer the everyday 12 months financing. We always offer that 0%. And then you can always call and see if we have any financing deals coming up. Like sometimes we'll have a 36 months or 48 and the ever rare white whale 60 months financing, usually once or twice a year. So if you really want to get that high-end machine, you're like, I am done working the 9 to 5, punching that clock, which was my alarm clock nowadays. You can get pretty much almost any machine finance. You can either do it online yourself through mysynchrony.com, or we can do it in the store. You just need to bring two forms of ID, usually some sort of card that has for expiration date, like a government issue ID or driver's license, and a debit or credit card, and we can tap, say yay or nay, and this is how much of a machine you can afford, and we can usually help break down what your monthly payments will work out to be. So at the end of the day, we don't like customers being blindsided by unexpected numbers, because doesn't matter if you can afford a high-end machine or a low-end machine. No one likes to be blindsided with the final bill.
Right.
Like, if you expect a $10 sandwich, you don't want the bill to come out to be $25 for all these, you know, handling and processing fees. Like, no.
This isn't Grubhub.
Exactly. Then it's like, this is what, at the end of the day, we're going to find out. This is basically the moral of the story is there's no blindsided bills. All our customers will know what they're paying for when they have their machine serviced or what they're paying to have to get their new sewing machine.
So I also am curious. So that's financing. Excellent stuff there. So if that's the route you do want to take, especially for the maybe the pricier sewing machine to get the serious job done.
And the 12 months financing, that can be for any machine.
Oh, good. Any machine, even the smaller ones. So you can
Stagger
payments if you must.
Well, if 6 months for like machines that are like under 1,000 but over 1,000, we try to encourage the 12 months.
Okay.
Perfect. But yeah, for pretty much any machine, if you know you want to break it up into 12 easy payments, we can easily help you calculate that.
So I do have a question about classes. And by the way, we are getting a little short on time, but 437-1620, if anyone has a question, you can call or text that number. Classes, are you offering classes again in 2021?
Yes, we are. So we focus mainly on teaching customers how to operate their new machine, because sewing machines have been around for a long time, and some of the older machines, they're still around. So we've had to prioritize focusing on our brands and the newest and latest and greatest machines, because Baby Lock alone has got 40-odd machines we've got to memorize. So we focus mainly on how to get you to be comfortable with your machine. But if you always take a look on our website, which is sewingandpensacola.com, you can sometimes see events or you can see project classes where we're making something, and we'll usually specify if that's open to everyone or not. So basically our guide classes teaches you how to use your newly purchased machine, whereas the project classes and the quilting classes are open to anyone to have fun.
So, and you can also sort of do these. I think you and I mentioned this before, where even if it's like a date night in a way, or just something interesting, something different to do, you have offered classes like that before.
Yes, we have couples many times come to classes, even from my maintenance class, to learn how to take care of your machine, how to troubleshoot your machine. We've had husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends come in and learn how to take care of the machine or how to use the machine, because sometimes we're not always able to grasp it, and having that partner there helps fill in the gaps.
I have a personal question for you. So when it comes to doing these serious projects, what do you think is the most intense, serious sewing project you've ever done and completed?
I will say the most intense project I ever completed was actually my first quilt, which was made of cotton, flannel, and like fleece. That material was really difficult to sew with, and I learned many lessons about how to make sure to how to hold your fabric so that it feeds right, so you don't get fabric that walks. In other words, the ends don't match up, and then also how different materials are slick and they're hard to grab sometimes. So that would be the project that really opened my eyes to saying that sewing isn't cut and dry. There's a lot of math and a lot of sort of sewing engineering going on.
Now, was this like a gift for somebody or just something you wanted to have around the house?
This was a personal project I made for myself.
Okay,
but
cool.
From that, I've made at least 4 other quilts that me and my girlfriend use almost every day.
Sorry, so we have a little bit of time left, but where is Daryl Sewing? How can we get a hold of you, and what are your hours?
So, if you want to visit us, it's at 6705 North Davis Highway, or you can call us at 850-438-5444. Or sewingandpensacola.com. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4.
Not open Sundays or Christmas or the 4th of July.
Yep, your major holidays.
But plenty of other opportunities to come in and experience Daryl's Sewing. Well, James, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right, let's sew, Pensacola.